I'd like to be in Rome.
Normally I have no appetite for going to Rome at all, but I'd like to go to hear what Francis had to say about these readings today. Ian and I were talking before Mass. I think this is still part of the Year of Mercy that Francis has proclaimed. In fact, the motto he took as Bishop of Rome contains the word mercy. He's emphasized that over and over again in a variety of ways in his pontificate. So today I'd like to offer a kind of potpourri of thoughts about mercy, because mercy is really complicated. The more I thought about it all week, the more complicated it seemed to me to be. Mercy is a relational term. Mercy does not exist by itself in a vacuum. Pace Portia, the Merchant of Venice, falls like the gentle rain from heaven, blah, blah, blah. No, mercy speaks of relationship between two people. That's where mercy is this and is exercised. And as it was the case of humility, as I tried to say a couple of weeks ago, mercy is not some kind of episodic event. I'm merciful today. Tomorrow I'll continue to be the dirty rat I have been regularly. No, mercy is a state of being. It's a condition of life, just like humility is. One doesn't just become humble because one's elected president or leader of something. No, mercy is there constantly as part of the structure of a human personality. And what is the essence of that structure? An awareness that we are all sinners. That we've all failed, as Paul says, to meet the glory of God in our lives. Mercy always exists between unequals in a certain sense. The mercy giver and the mercy receiver. That to be merciful, either to someone who's offended us, or whom I have offended us, or to someone who is in worse shape by far, by reason of hunger, poverty, disease, than we are. That's where mercy is exercised. And you see, the precondition of that is a readiness to accept the other. A readiness to accept the other. So it doesn't just pop into being, on a given occasion where I feel sad or seem something pathetic, like that little five-year-old sitting alone in that waiting room on that orange doctor's chair with his face covered with blood and dust. Mercy is the removal of the distance between us. I think that's the essence of mercy. That I accept you in your frailty, in your fallenness, because I know perfectly well that that's where I am, that's who I am. And therefore I cannot promote myself above you on any grounds. So the upshot of mercy, which involves this acceptance of the other in their sinfulness, is the equalization of relationships, I think. That's what happens in the exercise of mercy. We're equal. You are a sinner, I am a sinner. Therefore, I cannot propose myself as in any way superior to you. So mercy is not all that far from humility, I think. Which I said, the essence of which was our sense of createdness. And the essence of mercy is a sense of our common humanity. We are all formed from the same clay. We all fall short. As my favorite comedic group in the past put it, we're all bozos on this bus. We're all bozos on this bus. And apart from that, there can be spurts, seeming spurts of mercy. But what's that? That's Lord or Lady Bountiful coming in to dispense goods, you know, to these poor underlings. That's not mercy. That's simply an insistence on the social stratification that we all live with anyway. Yeah. Mercy is the admission that I am your brother, I am your sister, period, and full stop. And even in the face of your failures, I will not pinion you to your past. This is best expressed in that wonderful figure of the father in the prodigal son story. He saw his kid coming and he ran out to meet the kid. In other words, he was ready at every moment to accept this vagabond, vagrant, ne'er-do-well jerk, because that's what he was, into his family again, to recognize he was his son. And I think that the father, if we do some kind of cheap psych job on the father, I think the basis of the father was saying not just was paternal love, but the sense that we're all the same. We're all built of this. We all need forgiveness. We all need room to grow. We all need eradication in a certain sense of our past so that we can move forward in our lives. And that's why Francis, who exemplifies this in so many ways of his papacy thus far, and I think is going to do more, he has, as everybody knows probably, footnote, he's established this commission on restoring women deacons in the church. They were there in the early church. And my pious hope that that's the camel's nose under the tent. You know, you go from women deacons, then you go to women priests, then you go to women bishops. And that's again a recognition of our common humanity. So we need to pray, I think, to be merciful. I'm not very merciful, I don't think. I'm resentful. I'm angry. I'm quite ready to dispense with or denigrate all kinds of people. But that's exactly the exact opposite of mercy. Again, mercy is the radical acceptance of everybody as my co-human. And thus, it's a movement in the creation of the kingdom of God.